Well, as soon as you hear freedom of worship, you know you're being tricked. Because while the freedom to go to church or not go to church or go to this particular church or this other religious house rather than another one is part of, an important part of, a freedom of religion, it's a very limited, very small part of it. The freedom of religion includes not only the right to worship, but the right to advocate one's faith and witness to one's faith in the public square. The right to be free of governmental interference with one's conscientious, the fulfillment of one's conscientious religious obligations, including the obligation that many Christians and Orthodox Jews and Muslims and others believe they have not to participate in, for example, same-sex ceremonies or to perform or participate in or refer for abortions. And beyond that, the right of freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion, includes the right practiced, exercised so wonderfully by Dr. Martin Luther King in the fight against racial injustice, the right to go into the public square and advocate on the basis of one's religiously informed values, principles of justice and the common good. The right to religious freedom is in no way reducible merely to the fragment of it that we call the right to worship. And when somebody says, I'm for religious freedom and what I mean by it is merely the right to worship, you know that what you have there is an enemy of religious freedom, not a friend of religious freedom.